Blog Talk Radio.
I'm going to see you when I get there. Hallelujah. You can't crown him until I get there. Hallelujah.
Thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Who have gone on before? And this is what I'm going to tell Frank, this is to the man. We
see you when I get there.
I know where I'm looking to go to. Praise God. I got to get out of here one day. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yes, yes, yes. I want to see Jesus. Hallelujah. The one that paid the price for me. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. Praise God. That song just touches me every time I hear it. Praise God. I'm going to that city. Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to see you there. Hallelujah. Because one day Jesus paid it all. Oh, my God, my God, my God. Woo! Glory, 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 glory. Father! Woo! Father, Father, Father.
Jesus paid it all.
Come on, y'all, come on. I've been washed. Praise God. Oh.
Just
My God.
Praise God. Aren't you glad that Jesus washed you? You've been washed from your sin. That's why he died for you on a old rugged cross. Praise God. Hallelujah. He washed you. He has washed our sins away, never to remember them ever again. Throw them into the sea of forgetfulness. Isn't that a mighty God? We serve an awesome God. He is so good. He's better than good, I've heard him say. He's so good, I can't even explain. Hallelujah, praise God. Well, you are listening to God's Favorites Radio coming to you tonight on Block Talk. Praise God, we are so glad and so happy to see all you precious souls on tonight. Praise God. We just love what God is doing, praise God, because God is doing awesome and mighty things in people's lives, praise God. We are believing God for the miraculous on this program, praise God. Miracles take place, blessings take place, whatever God has for you, praise God. We are believing God for whatever, whether it's healing, restoration, it shall come to pass, praise God. Well, have you lost a loved one, son or daughter, to drugs or to the prison walls? May be slain by the bullet. Whatever you may be going through, God's favorites are reaching out to help heal your hurts tonight. If we can say or do anything that can help you. Or maybe we can go, whatever it takes, that we can reach out in love to you. God's favorites are here to reach out to you, praise God. Jesus said in Matthew 11:28, he said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Praise God. That's what our God is willing to do. We believe God. We believe his word. Praise God. We believe what he said. If God said, come, he bids us to come, then we're going to come unto him. We're going to bring our whole heart, mind, and soul and come running to him just like little children. Praise God. Because we are. We are his children. One created in his own image, praise God. Hallelujah. And nothing can stand before us when we're in the presence of God. Praise God. Let us pray. Praise God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord. Father God, if there is anybody on tonight, God, that is hurting in any way, Lord God, from any type of sickness or disease, God, or know of anyone, God, Father, we lift them up before you, Lord God, that no weapon formed against them shall prosper, God. We pray for every mother that have a son or daughter behind prison walls or on drugs, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, Lord, touch them, oh God, wherever they may be. Maybe they are on the street, God. Oh God, need deliverance. We believe you tonight, God. Lord God, that you can do anything but fail, that these ones are delivered in whatever state they in. And Lord, we are praying for this mother, God, for her comfort and her peace, oh God, the peace that passes all understanding. Praise God. Lord, we know that you love them, God. We know, God, that you will not abandon, God. Lord God, you have love with an everlasting love, God. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Father. Oh, glory to your name, Father God. Oh, we just give you all the glory tonight, God. All the praise belongs to you tonight, God. Oh, God, because we worship you tonight, God. We worship you. We worship you in the beauty of your holiness, God. And, Lord, we will not let nothing, oh, God. Oh, God, stand before us from going before you, Lord, for all the hearts, oh, God, that may be broken, oh, God. Oh, God, that may be hurting, oh, God. Father, in the name of Jesus, God, you are God, and there is none like you, Father God. Oh, God. Oh, God, thank you, Lord God, that we can stand in your presence, Lord God. Oh, God, and we can declare the goodness of the Lord, for the Lord is good, and his mercy endureth forever. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we bring a hallelujah. This is just not a little light hallelujah. It's a strong hallelujah. It's a praise going unto our God. Praise God. Praise God. He is God. Praise God. And we lift him up higher than any other. Praise God. Well, it's prayer time. And I'm going to ask Sister G, will she pray for the prayer request? I want to know, if there's anyone on here have a prayer request, do press 1 on your phone so that we can acknowledge and pray for you tonight. We believe God's healing. God, oh, I believe if you're hurting in any kind of way, I believe God is a healer tonight. Praise God. So if you have a prayer request tonight, please press 1 on your phone so that we can pray for you tonight. Praise God. If you have a prayer request. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah. Press 1 and we'll be glad to pray for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is there anyone? Okay. Go forth. Give us your prayer request. 913.
This is Sister Kathy. Ms. Kathy, and my prayer request is for my legs. I have pain in my legs and my lower back.
Praise God. All right. Praise God. Go ahead. 225.
Good afternoon. Good evening, Evangelist Shawanda here. Just want to pray for my son will be released December 1st. And I'm praying for directions regarding him not knowing about the COVID, by him being in there amongst many of them who have had the COVID. me, his father, and my mother, have underlying health conditions that is critical that we not be around anybody. So I'm just praying. I'm the only one that's going to go pick him up. And so I'm praying for protection for my health. He said he will be going to the nurse to try to get checked out because he do not want to jeopardize our lives. But he has no one else to depend on but his mother. And so
all right.
I'm going to be going to get him. Amen.
All right. All
so
right.
Praying for protection.
All right. Next, 439, give us your prayer request. Marlon?
To God be the glory. Thank you, Lord, for this evening. My prayer request is for favor, blessings, and that God will open up doors of opportunity and that I will have favor with the people that I work with and work for in Jesus' name. And also for my businesses with Discovery Toys as a play advisor, that people will support me in that, as well as Avon, and other opportunities as well for me to grow as a person, continue to grow and cultivate myself, equip my hands and my mind to do better and to prepare meals and make people happy in Jesus' name. And give me creative ways on how to present anything in Jesus' name. And for my mother and my aunt, that they will have long life and longevity and good health in Jesus' name.
Oh,
and that
amen.
Amen. Amen.
All right. All right. The next person. Okay, praise God. Is that everybody? Let me see. Is there anybody else have a, that was Sister Stokes, I believe. Come on, Sister Stokes.
Yes. Yes. I just want to ask prayer for, well, I got to go get ultrasound tomorrow, and I just asking everyone to touch and agree that I believe the report of the Lord. Amen. I got my physical, so they done sent me to go get my ultrasound, and so I'm going to get that tomorrow. And I just thank the Lord that I believe the report of the Lord that nothing wrong with me.
Amen. Amen. And, you are whole in
amen.
Jesus' name.
Yes, yes.
Praise
that's what
God.
I believe. And one more thing.
Hey.
The little boy, the little child that was killed down there in Louisiana, I saw his picture on CNN and that the, how the people are marching for it. And we will pray that they will find the person who drowned that child. Pray for his family. Pray for his mom and his dad and all his family. It hurt my heart when I saw that on there. But I believe, just like they say, that's the white supremacy, because they said they were going to be out last weekend and this weekend. And they told us up here in Georgia to keep our boys inside.
Yeah. Oh, all right. Praise
thank
God.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Stokes. We got everybody. All right. I'm going to turn it over to Sister Caritha Jackson. Caritha Jackson. Caritha, to pray for over the prayer request at this time.
Okay, I want to ask one question before I pray. The third person that spoke, I didn't get their name. A 439 number, I didn't get their name.
That was Marlon.
Yes, ma'am. Thank you.
Marlon, okay.
Yeah.
All right. Hallelujah. 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 Moko shabaka de ekuridia ka shedi yoridida baka. Hallelujah. Father, you are prayer answering God. You hear the request of your children and you answer before we call. in the name of Jesus. You are a mighty God, a holy God, a righteous Father, the King of Kings, and we adore you. We bless you. There is nothing impossible to you. You are Jehovah El Elyon, the Most High God. And so tonight we come, Father God, lifting up requests before you. Say, make our requests known in the name of Jesus, and that the effectual, fervent prayers of the righteous availeth much. So as we all lift up each and every person who made a request tonight, we thank you, Lord God, for what you're going to do on their behalf. We thank you for Minister Kathy, oh God, in the name of Jesus. You know you are a great healer, Jehovah Rapha, a mighty healer. The doctors are limited in their knowledge of the human body. They don't know how to heal, Lord God. They get to the symptom, but you go straight to the root cause in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for Minister Kathy's healing in her legs, any cramping, any damage to the leg, the bones. We thank you for strengthening her legs and her lower back, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father, you are the great healer. You already knew these things would take place in her body before she was born, and you sent the word and healed them. Send the word and heal her. Healing is the children's bread. And Lord, I thank you for Sister Shawanda, your daughter, Evangelist Shawanda, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, even as her grandson was baptized. In the name, gave his life to the Lord, oh God. I thank you, oh God, for that mighty young man of God. We thank you, Father God, that a grandmother who's teaching her grandson, and Lord, she's concerned about her son as he is being released from prison, oh God. We decree and declare he is healed. In the name of Jesus, that no coronavirus will come nigh him. And he will not yet be a carrier in the name of Jesus. So we thank you for her protection. We thank you for removing all fear that the enemy has placed towards her or the family. Fear, we say go in Jesus' name. Fear, be replaced with faith in the name of Jesus. Faith is the substance of things hoped for, the evidence of things not seen. So, Lord, I thank you for the faith for this mighty woman of God. As she pick up her son, no fear will be around her. No fear will be in her or her family members, oh God. In the name of Jesus, they will realize that they are children of the Most High God, and he has them in his almighty palm, and they're under the shadow of his almighty wings. And Father, we thank you for Sister Marlon in Jesus' name. She's asking for favor and blessings and doors of opportunity for her business and several things she mentioned, oh God. You heard all of them. Even before she called, before we called, you already heard and you've already answered, oh God. So we thank you, Lord God, for the blessings and the favor coming upon her like never before. In the name of Jesus, we thank you for her family. In the name of Jesus, for long, healthy life. In the name of Jesus, goodness and mercy shall follow them all the days of their lives. And Lord, I thank you for Mother Stokes, this mighty, powerful woman of the Most High God, a woman who's been on the battlefield a long time, a woman who knows your name, but most of all, you know her name, oh God. And you already knew about the test that was scheduled before she was born, oh God, in the name of Jesus. And you already sent the word ahead of her in the name. You already call forth her healing in the name of Jesus. And so, Father, we thank you that she already believes your report before she goes for the test of the ultrasound, oh God. In the name of Jesus. And Father, she's requesting that the child that was killed in the mighty name of Jesus, Mokushabaka, that the person who took this child's life, Yamamakushabaka, will be found and dealt with accordingly. In the name of Jesus. So Father, we pray for comfort and condolences for the family and every family who's lost family members in the last, oh my God, in this past year. So many people have left this earth, oh God, children, adults, grandparents, all kind of people, oh God, in all countries. In the mighty name of Jesus, we ask you for comfort and strength for them. In the mighty name of Jesus, we just praise and honor you. We thank you ahead of time because we know you're almighty and you're able and you're answering all prayers. In the name of Jesus, amen.
Amen. Thank you, honey. And there is one other prayer that was called in from Minister Terry. She wants us to pray for her grandchildren tonight, that they are kept from the streets, from all hurt, harm, and danger. And we do, praise God, hallelujah, we do spread a covering over them, that they are being kept from all the turmoil on the street, that they will go inside early and nothing will harm them. Praise God. Hallelujah. Well, again, I am so grateful and thankful to see all of you on tonight. The Lord be with you. The Lord bless and keep you. The Lord is your shepherd. Praise God. And I just want to bring a encouraging word to you tonight, because I know and I've heard that COVID is spiking, is on the rise. Praise God. The COVID is so devastating to people. Praise God. But I want to, I just heard that God said, just to encourage you tonight and say, trust in God. Trust in me. This is the time God wants his people, praise God, to just look to him and don't be so overwhelmed with what's happening, praise God. And don't be troubled, because he said, let not your heart be troubled. Believe in God. You believe also in me. Praise God. And Father is going to take care of us. So God is asking us to trust in him the more now. And you may be going through something different. Praise God. Some difficult times in your life right now. Praise God. Maybe things in your life just not going right as you had planned. Some people are not are going through things with their finances and other things in their life. Maybe a husband and wife is not getting along in this COVID time, when people are at home and finances is just not meeting up, praise God. But it's the time God is calling his people and saying, it's the time now. It's the time now. Praise God, hear the call of the Lord. It's a time to trust in me and to bring all your cares and lay them at the foot of the cross. Praise God. This is right. God wants us to step in, and God wants to step in and show himself mighty. God wants to step in, show himself mightily in our behalf. Let us know what he will do, not what we're trying to do. And we are trying to handle this COVID in our own way. No. I know they saying masking is the way. Masking is good. But you better get ready to trust in God. If there is a bigger outbreak coming, praise God, it's time now. It's time. You hear the Bible say there is a time and a season for everything under the sun. This is a time for us to really, really, really trust in the Lord with all our heart, our mind, and soul. Praise God. God wants us to know who he is, that he's mighty, that he is God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. But he knows the heart. He knows we are his children, and we need to trust in him. God knows what we need better than we do. Praise God. He said, come to me and lean on me. And most of the time we want people to come to our rescue. Praise God. Hallelujah. But people is not the answer when it's time for God to move. Praise God. God wants you to trust in him. Praise God. And we tend to say, Where are they when I need them? Where is my friends when I need them? Where is the people? Where are the prayer warriors? And God said, trust in me. Praise God. Hallelujah. But that is wrong. That's the wrong thought that we ought to have right now. That's the wrong thought. The right thinking is, where is God in your life? Praise God. Hallelujah. I'm going to read 2 Chronicles 32 and 8, and it reads like this. Praise God. 32 and 8 says, with him is an arm of flesh, but with us is the Lord our God to help us and to fight our battles. And the people rested themselves upon the words of Hezekiah, king of Judah. We got to rest in the Lord, people. This is a time for us to rest in God. This is a time God is calling us. And we need to hear the clarion call of the Lord. He bidding us to come to him and not trust in no other. Praise God. God is saying, be strong and courageous and be not afraid. Praise God. Hallelujah. For I am here with you. I won't leave you. God does not want us to be like a doubting Thomas. No. Some people don't believe in God. We have to see where we got to see something happening. No. Someone have to prophesy over us. No. This is not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about a heart after God, your heart. Praise God. God is saying, come to me. Come to me. He's bidding us. He wants us to trust him. Trust in his word and what he has said. Because every word in the book is for us. Every word in the book is for us. He wouldn't have put it there if it wasn't for us, people. Let me tell you, the word is there, keeping us. Praise God. Let's look what Job said about that. Praise God. Job 13 and 15 says, hallelujah, though he slay me, yet will I trust in him, but I will maintain mine own ways before him. We got to trust in God. Job is telling us no matter what it seems like, we have to trust in God. We have to trust in God at this time. Praise God. When we see so much going on, who did ever thought we would see the top in the presidency in this here jam like we are? Who'd have ever thought that we would have seen COVID where we can't see it, we can't smell it, we can't taste it? It's nothing, but it's there. Children being killed in the street, people praying for their children. It's here. God saying, call upon me and trust in me. Have faith in me. What Job was saying, was doing here, was keeping his faith in God. Praise God. We are here at this point in our lives, and God is calling us. He's trying to get our attention. Are we listening to what God has to say to the church? Because we have wandered off into some other mindset. Our mind is in a fog because of COVID. Praise God. We are, it's saying here, I don't know what to trust, what to do. And God is saying here, trust in me. He's still saying, trust in me. I am your provider. I will keep you. I will keep your mind if you trust in me. I am here. I am the one that you can be sure of. Praise God. One thing I always tell people, you can, prophecies and everything is going to fail, but God's word is going to last forever. And God wants us to stand up on that word. Psalms 25. 2-5 says, praise God. It said, oh my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me.
Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without a cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord, and teach me thy path, O Lord. Lead me in thy truth and teach me, for thou art the Lord, the God of my salvation. On thee will I will wait all the day. Praise God. We see David here saying to trust in the Lord. All your heart. It's time for us to trust. David said in 37 and 39, God will take care of his own. Proverbs, praise God, is another one. Praise God. Let's go over there. Proverbs 3, 5 through 9. Did I mark it? Yeah. Proverbs, praise God. Hallelujah. 3, praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm telling you, God is calling us, praise God, hallelujah, just to draw closer to him. This is the time, this is the time. 3, 5 through 9, praise God, hallelujah. And it reads as thus, praise God. Trust in the Lord with all thine heart, as I said earlier, and lean not to thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge him. Acknowledge who? God. God wants us to acknowledge him, and he shall direct thy path. Praise God. Be not wise in thine own eyes, thinking that you can handle this thing. You can't. Fear the Lord and depart from evil, and it shall be health to thy navel and marrow to thy bone. Praise God. Hallelujah. Honor the Lord with thy substance, and with the first fruit of all thine increase. Praise God. God is directing our path. God is direct. He is the one. He wants us to listen to him. Listen to him. We have the victory in Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Man may hurt your feelings. They may talk about you. They may steal from you, even take you to court. But David say, trust in the Lord. Praise God. Trust in the Lord tonight. Praise God. Trust in the Lord. I am begging you tonight. Oh, according to his word. Oh, praise God. Let's see what Jeremiah 49 and 11 says. I have a few scriptures here tonight, but it's all right. Jeremiah 49, 11 says, leave thy fatherless children. I will preserve them alive, and let the widows trust in me. Hey, God is not leaving nobody out. God is telling all of us, I don't care whether you're married, whether you're widowed, whether you're fatherless, whether you're motherless, God does not want to leave everybody. He wants everyone, no matter how old or how young. God wants us to truly, truly trust in him. Praise God. Hallelujah. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, your mind, and soul. Praise God. God wants us to rely on him. According to Micah, praise God. Micah 7 and 5 says, praise God, hallelujah. Trust ye not in a friend. Put not your confidence in a guide. Keep the doors of thy mouth from her that lieth at thy bosom. We have to be careful. We have to be careful. This is a time of trusting in the Lord. Praise God. Sometimes we call ourselves that we have our friend's best interest. But I tell you, the Bible says no. We can't even trust in a friend sometimes. Praise God. Hallelujah. Sometimes we tell our deepest secrets to a friend, and they still will betray us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Yeah, yeah. This is it, people. We're in this time. Praise God. Hallelujah. Not knowing that they will turn on you and leak information to their deepest friend. This is the truth. I'm telling you, this is the word of God. Praise God. The word of God will stand forever. If you don't run to Jesus now, I'm telling you, we are in some trying times, we are in some times when your faith has got to be anchored in the Lord. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. That's what's going on. The devil is out here to try to tear you and pull you and snare you, not allow you to stand strong in the power of his might. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Sometimes the Bible says in our own household, we have to be careful. Praise God. Hallelujah. We have to be prayerful, not careful, but prayerful. He said man ought to always pray and not faint. So if we are in a prayerful mood, praise God, God is there to help us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Nahum 1:7 says, the Lord is good, a stronghold in the time of trouble. He knows them who trust him. God knows them who trust him. Are we going to trust in the Lord? Praise God. Are we going to do what the word say do? Praise God. Hallelujah. Are we going to lean on the strong arms of Jesus Christ? Praise God. The one who made us knows all about us. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. It's that time. It's that time in our lives. I'm telling you, it's that time when we need to run to Jesus. Psalms 143:8 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Psalms 143:8 said, therefore is my spirit overwhelmed within me. My heart within me is desolate. These things can make your heart overwhelmed within you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, you can get so overwhelmed with the things of this world, praise God, that the enemy will try to take you out. But this is a time of trusting in God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Oh, praise God. If Sister Carolyn Showers is on right now, would you press 1? Praise God. Hallelujah. If Sister Carolyn Showers is on, would you press 1 for me right now? Praise God. Hallelujah. I would like for her to sing me a song tonight. Praise God. Sister Carolyn Showers, praise God. Hallelujah. Are you there? Praise God. Hallelujah. Okay, go for it.
I couldn't hear you for all the beeping.
Oh, okay. Sister Carolyn, could you sing us a song before we get ready to go off tonight?
Oh, I'm not the singer. I'm not the
okay.
singer.
Okay. I'll get Sister Shawanda to sing us a song before we go
Sister
off tonight.
Shawanda, if you don't mind, I don't want to. Ooh, I don't want to scare nobody with this voice of mine.
Well, you don't scare nobody. You just be praising the God. Praising
Amen.
God. Praise God. Go ahead, Sister Shawanda. Give us a song tonight.
Hallelujah.
Before I do this last scripture.
Amen. Praise God. My God is awesome.
Yes,
he can move mountains, keep me in the valley, hide me from the rain. Our God is awesome, heals me when I'm broken, strength when I am weak, and forever he will reign.
Come on,
God. My God is awesome. He's awesome. Awesome. He's awesome. My God is awesome. He can move mountains, keep me in the valley,
hide me from the rain. My God is awesome. Heals me when I'm broken. Strength when I am weak. And forever he will reign. Our God is awesome. Hallelujah. He's awesome. Hallelujah. He's awesome. Oh, yes, he is. He's awesome. My God is awesome. Amen. Praise God.
Praise God. Praise God. Ah, that song just really fits in, and I didn't know she was going to sing it, but it fits in for the next scripture that I'm ready to read to you. Praise God. And that's Psalms 144 and 2. 144 and 2, and it reads as this. And God, and David thanked his God, praise God. He said, my goodness and my fortress, my high tower and my deliverer, my shield, and he in whom I trust, who subdueth my people under me. David said he trusted in the Lord. Are you going to trust in the Lord? Are you going to trust in the Lord? This is what the Lord is calling us to tonight. This is what I heard. God said he's calling us. He's calling us unto him. Praise God. God wants our attention. Praise God. He's trying to get our attention. God said, I wish that none be saved. He said, I wish that none be saved. Praise God. I mean, be lost. I wish that none be lost. Praise God. I got to get that right here. I wish that none be lost. Praise God. God loves us so much. God loves us so much, people, that he don't want nobody lost. So he wants us to come close to now because of all of this that's going on. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Everything that's going on, praise God. God said we don't look, we are in this world, but we are not a part of this world. We are not a part of this, what's going on. We just got to look to Jesus, him who died for us on Calvary. Isaiah 50 and 10 says, praise God. Hallelujah. Our last scripture. Who is among you that feareth the Lord, that observeth the voice of his servant, that walketh in darkness, and has no light? Let him trust in the name of the Lord and stay upon his God. Let him trust in the name. God has given us his great name. God has given us his great name. And in that great name, there is power. In that great name, there is salvation. There is healing. He will keep us. He has given us that name to use in Jesus' name. So when we think that we are getting a little weak, or when the things seem as though it's just crowding in upon us, we can run to Jesus and ask the Lord to help us in times like this. Because truly, in a time like this, we need the Savior. We need the anchor. Praise God. Hallelujah. That's the only one can help us right now. We're going to ask Minister Kathy, praise God, to give us a prayer before we go. Give us a prayer that we trust in the Lord, that we can be kept through this COVID. Praise God. Hallelujah. Go forth, Minister Kathy.
Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you this evening. We thank you for the spirit of the Holy Ghost that's rested and abiding in us and in our midst even right now. We thank you for every prayer that went up, oh God, and we thank you for answering those prayers. And we thank you, oh Father God, that in the midst of COVID and in the midst of all the confusion and chaos here on this earth, we know that you are still God, and you're still God in control, and you're still God on this earth. On the throne, you never need a slumber nor sleep. And we just thank you, Father. We thank you that we have a strong heart because we trust and believe in your word. We thank you, oh Father, that Your word comforts us and it brings us peace. It brings healing. It brings joy unto us. We thank you, Father God, in the name of Jesus, that we have a relationship with you. Oh, Father, that we can call upon your name and you'll be a God in our midst. And we'll be your people, oh, God, to hear your voice, oh, God. So, God, even in the midst of the confusion and all the noise, let your children hear your voice, because you said your people will call by your name, that we would humble ourselves and we would hear from you. So, Lord, in the midst of all of this, let us hear from you now, oh, God, even right now, even upon our bed as we sleep tonight, let us hear from you. And, Father, we give you the praise, the glory, and the honor that even as we hear from you, let us be obedient and do in accordance to your word and do in accordance to your call. In Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Lord.
Praise God. Praise God. This is a personal thing. This is a personal thing. It's you and your heart with God. Are you going to trust him with a whole heart? It ain't about your pastor. Praise God. It's about you trusting in God for this COVID season. Praise God. Well, again, I thank everyone for on tonight. Meet us back here with Minister Janice Williams on Friday night. Praise God. At 8 o'clock on this same number that you came on. She's on for 30 minutes, just 30 minutes. We wish that you can come on with us, praise God, for that 30 minutes, praise God, with Minister Janice. She don't keep you long, 30 minutes and you're off, praise God. Hallelujah, praise God. And also, I want to thank each one of you all for coming on with me tonight. It's a blessing. It's a blessing to see you on, praise God. And I pray that you get something out of these messages that I bring every Sunday night for 7. If this is your first time tonight, I just thank you for being here. And I pray that I have said something other to lift your spirit, to encourage you tonight, praise God, to go on in the Lord, praise God. If you need to call me personally, you may call me at 1-704-347-5797, or you might write me at P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana. You may write me at 1704, P.O. Box 1704, Marrero, Louisiana, 70073. Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God. That is our P.O. Box. Praise God. But I want to bless you before you go, because God told me, said, never let the people go unless I bless them. Put the blessings up on them. And I do bless you. I want to bless you in Jesus' name. Praise God. May the Lord bless you. May he keep you. May he cause his face to shine upon you. May he be gracious to you. And may he lift up his countenance toward you and give you peace in Jesus' name. May you be blessed this week. And please be back here next week with us at the same time. We're going to be praising the God and lifting up his name. You are covered under the blood in Jesus' name. Good night now. Bye-bye.